This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 300 people have been sitting in jails across the state awaiting mental health evaluations or competency restoration before their court dates. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The state had made substantial progress on the holdup for evaluations before the pandemic. Wait times for mentally ill people facing criminal charges and sitting in jails went down after the state paid $10 million in fees for the problem in 2019. But then COVID-19 hit, and hospital admissions slowed, and now the wait times are longer than they've ever been. State officials are trying to get people into the state's main mental health hospital in Pueblo, but staffing shortages have shuttered 70 beds there. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado's tourism office wants to fill ski towns with international visitors now that COVID-19 restrictions are being lifted. Director Tim Wolf says last year the office focused on in-state visitors. Now they're trying to attract travelers from Mexico, Europe, and Canada.
We're marketing domestically and we're marketing internationally, so the whole dynamic is going to change on how that's going to work in the mountain areas.
Vaccinated foreign travelers will be able to enter the U.S. starting next month. A Denver restaurant is in the national spotlight. Denverite's Rebecca Spias has more.
The latest New York Times list of the 50 best restaurants in the U.S. included Denver's own Kamal Heritage Food Incubator in Globeville. The business at Rhino's Taxi Campus serves food, but it's also an entrepreneurial incubator. Women from Latin America, the Middle East, and Africa can learn the ins and outs of business while also earning money. The Times article immediately brought a spike in customers after the list was published earlier this week. Rebecca Spias, Denverite.
A quick hit of wet weather this week is mostly over. It turns sunny again and warmer for the weekend. This is CPR News.